This might sound like a great idea initially, but when you think about it, is it really? New Jersey Lottery Commission is thinking about approving a proposal that would authorize online sales of lottery tickets in New Jersey. Now, this could seriously impact there's around 7,000 retailers throughout the state that's partnered with the Division of Lottery to sell lottery tickets, you know, the various games, scratch-offs, things like that. So with this idea of making available lottery tickets online, how would that impact those 7,000 retailers? Some are arguing that under the State Lottery Act, as well as the Courier Services Act, that the Division of Lottery is going beyond their reach by putting this idea together and putting it into action. But getting back to those retailers, this made me think back to when simulcasting came about with horse racing. Now, think back, I guess maybe now we'd have to go back 20 years. Used to see at the Meadowlands and Monmouth Park, tracks around the country, just on a nightly basis, 10, 15, 20,000 people any given night, not just on days when there are stakes races or things like that. Now, well, you do this. Ask a horse racing fan, when was the last time they actually went to the track, as opposed to just watching the simulcasting and placing their bets online? So transfer that piece of history into the here and now with the 7,000 pretty much small businesses that are also lottery ticket agents, fewer people having a reason to go to their local newsstand or their local market where the lottery tickets are sold. One less way many of these businesses can get people through the door to get revenue, because along with lottery tickets, they'll buy some food item, magazines, other things that the retail locations sell. You take out the people, that would be less people the stores and the businesses can earn revenue from in order to keep people employed and even stay open. As I said at the start, sounds like a good idea. Put into practice, maybe not.